listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Our address is 2855 Brighton Street, in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. And if you want to reach me, you can reach me at 561-718-2361. That is my cell number. And we do live in Port St. Lucie. Our church is also in Port St. Lucie. Our morning services, we will be starting back our Sunday school with some new hours. We'll be 10 o'clock in the morning. And our morning service will start at 11 o'clock. Those will be our new times that we will start. And we are having such a good time today. And I always say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is a good day, always a good day. Yes, yes, we need to be prepared and need to be ready for the coming of the Lord. And he is coming back sooner than we think. We need to really realize that there is a day that we will be able to see the Lord, and he will judge us according to our works. It's not a bad day. It's a good day. And why it's good? Because the Lord made it. And why is that? Because he allowed us to get up and see it. So now let's say our motto. Here we go. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is a holy day and a good day that the Lord has made, and we definitely will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what the enemy says, no matter what the enemy does, guess what? He will not, shall not, and he will not take our joy. What a day, what a day, what a day, what a day, what a day. This is a great day, a day that the Lord has made, the day that the Lord will be. So now we are in a good place today, because the Lord made us a miracle. And that miracle was that we got up this morning. Yes, we did. Yes, we did. And I thank God that he allowed us to get up this morning. Oh, so my lovely wife is here. Pastor Betty Whitaker, we are here today. And we're going to bring you a special program that we did in our marriage seminar that we had last Saturday. We had a wonderful time.
Apostle, I was just so elated wonderful with time. The couples and the questions and the interaction that we had among each other. It was just fun.
It was,
you know, it doesn't matter how long you've been married.
It sure does.
What matters is how we can continue loving on each other, conversating with each other. And the topic was about what? Conversation.
Yes. Just
communication.
Keep doing it. Yes.
Just keep doing it.
Yes.
And communication and conversation.
Yes.
Those were the two topics that we kind of chose to talk on, because these are the things that are lacking in a marriage.
Yes, it is.
The communication piece and how we can conversate with each other. It was just so beautiful, and I really enjoyed myself, and I'm getting a lot of feedback from the couples that were there.
Yes, yes.
And they wanted us to continue to have another one.
Yes, we are.
So we are putting together something around
very special.
Very special for around the 14th of February.
Yeah, somewhere between January and February.
Between January and February. And we want it to be something awesome between couples that they can share. It's going to be a surprise, and we're going to mention it later on.
Yes, because sometimes, we have such a busy, busy life, and sometimes we don't have a chance to even see our husband or see our wife. We just see each other in passing. You know, one going one way and another going another way, and then we got the children that we got to deal with, and then we got the jobs that we got to deal with, and we got different situations that we got to deal with. And sometimes, you know, like I said, we see each other in passing. But we know that in a marriage, the most common thing people have trouble in marriage is communication. How to talk to one another. Hmm. How to say things to one another without hurting, without scarring anybody, without saying any hateful things. So if we got a disagreement, and I hate to tell somebody, but you can disagree in a marriage, but you don't have to get mad and argue because everybody not going to agree with you.
That's right.
How do we handle that when my wife or my husband want to disagree with me? And I might want to do one thing, she might want to do another thing. So then you got to find a common ground. So we did come up with some questions that every woman should ask her husband every year. Then we have some questions that a husband should ask his wife every year. Then we come up with some conversation how to start a date night. You know, sometimes you've been married 10, 20, 30 years, and we forget how to date one another.
That's right.
And especially us men folks, because once we get that remote in our hand and we lay on that sofa, man, like we glued to that sofa. So we got to learn how to put love and zest and zeal back into our marriage. Learn how to get up and say, baby, I love you, you know, because like sometimes I do my wife. And the job she working with, along with hospital, I'm trying to figure out how can I get in there and take her some flowers? Because, you know, in the hospital, they got all these guards.
Security
and stuff.
You just can't walk in there,
I like to deliver my own flowers. I want nobody to deliver my flowers to my wife. I want to, you know, I put my little hat on. I'm a deliver man. And sometimes I just call and say, hey, baby, I just love you. Got to go. You know, little things like that that really help our marriage. But sometimes we get complacent and we get to worry about what we're doing and we forget really how to communicate and how to love on each other.
To romance. Keep romance in the marriage.
Yes.
You know, we were talking about some problem behaviors that undermine the relationship.
Yes.
The best relationships. It doesn't, you know, you might think you have a good relationship.
Come on now.
But there are still some problems that come in there. And we were talking about one. I'm going to name one. Addiction or excessive use of alcohol and drugs.
Yes.
You know, whether the problem is alcohol or drugs, gambling or anything else, it leads to behaviors that make the person unreliable or untrustworthy in the relationship. So that's a problem area that we have identified that a lot of couples, they go through this.
Yes, they do. They really do. They really do. And, you know, then you know, they get to the point. And then the other party who is doing the drug, alcohol, gambling, and they tell you, I don't have a problem.
They make excuses,
they
right?
They always making excuses.
The problem is not them, it's you.
Yeah.
Why are you talking about this?
Yeah.
Sometimes it starts from the beginning.
That's right.
They've always had that problem, but you overlooked that problem.
Yes, that's right. It was all the beginning.
We overlooked the problems. So now that you are into this thing, into this marriage, and you're seeing that, you know, hey, I'm always behind in our bills. So my husband is taking the money and he's doing whatever he wants to do with it, or my wife. It can go both ways. You realize that you're not making ends meet. So there is a what? Problem.
Yeah, so this really undermines the best relationship. And the question should be that does my partner drinking, drugs, use, or gambling make me uncomfortable? You know, does he or she acknowledge that there is an addiction problem? And that's where the real problem comes in, because in order to get somebody to know that they are addicted, they first have to admit that they have an addiction problem.
That they have a problem, that's right.
You talk to an alcohol, he'll tell you quick, I can stop drinking anytime I want to. Come on now, guys, you say the same thing. I can stop drinking anything anytime I get ready. But yet, when that time comes for you to stop, you don't have the power, you don't have the willpower, you don't have the strength to stop. So then, therefore, that undermines the best relationship. In the beginning, you may start it out with a good relationship. then all these hidden things begin to,
surface. Yes.
Begin to come out. Then you say, well, I didn't know you was like that. Yes, you did, because the sign was there all the time. You just didn't know how to read the signs.
Mm-hmm. Now, and there's another question here that you should ask. Is he or she now in treatment or seeking professional help to overcome this addiction?
Yeah, well, that's another whole story all by itself.
Come on.
Because you got some say they're going and don't even show up.
Oh, honey, I'm going to make it right. I'm going to, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go to this treatment center. You know, she may even go with you one or two times.
Right.
You may even go one time by yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe one or two times. And then the third or fourth time, you start missing here and there, and we start slipping backwards.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
The hidden agenda becomes, you know, it becomes hidden again. And then all of a sudden the signs begin to manifest little bit by little bit.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So there's another one that we talked about was controlling a bullying tendency, where you got one mate that feel like he's trying to micromanage your every move, your every step, who you're talking to, where you're being. You went to the store, it don't take but 15 minutes to go to the store. Here you come back in 20 minutes. Who was you talking to? Who was that on the telephone?
Where have you been?
Where you been? and get your telephone and scroll between your phone numbers and try to find out who you was talking to. And these are the type of things that really undermine our marriage, because there's no trust. And why should you marry somebody that you don't trust? I just don't understand that. Somebody need to help me with that.
Controlling.
If I got the control, I don't need no animal to control. I want somebody with some loving, with some mind. So we need to understand that it may not take 15 minutes. It may take 20 minutes. You don't know what happened in the store.
Or something may just
something
pop up.
Something could happen. Yeah, but yeah,
or I may have to go and into another area. I may have to go, say, pay a light bill or what have you. You know, things happen when you're out there in the street.
Yes, it does.
Come on, let's be honest.
Yeah.
There are some men that are controlling, and there are some women that are controlling. And I think, Apostle, that comes from a relationship. I want to say how they grew up watching their parents do and treat each other. Because some of these behaviors manifest themselves because of how we were raised in the household.
Yes, yes. So how the parents act.
The father treating the mother, the mother treating the father.
Yes, yes. So now it goes on to say, does he or she expect me to account for my every whereabouts every single minute of the day? You know, it's impossible.
And if I don't, does he or she express annoyance or worse?
Oh, yeah. Some men get mad. Some men want to beat on their wife. You know, because
that's where the abuse comes in.
But what, I'm going to say this on the air, but what I found out, 9 times out of 10, if a man starts accusing a woman of doing something wrong, guarantee you he is doing it wrong. So in order to keep the blame off of him, then he'll put the blame on the female. 9 times out of 10. So I got any men disagree with that? You can call at 772-221-1100. And I'm a man. I know what I'm talking about, because that's how we act sometimes. When we're doing wrong and we don't want to get caught, so the best way to keep the heat off of us is to put the blame on somebody else. Keep them confused, so now they ain't got time to check and see what we are doing.
Oh, somebody close to you. Huh?
Come on now.
And that is the wife. It usually is the wife.
That's right.
Take the blunt of everything.
Take the blunt of everything. So I'm out there with another woman, and I'm doing wrong. So now I'm thinking you're doing something wrong because I'm doing wrong. And that's how it goes.
I like it, Apostle, when you have your a man and you, the wife wants her husband to go somewhere with her, and he always has an excuse, the reason why he can't go.
Yeah. You know, made that date.
Or
got that time.
Not only that, he's afraid that somebody out there may see him.
Yeah.
Because he's splurging with the girlfriend more than he is with the wife. And you got her friends out there and they're looking at this, and then when he sees him with this other woman, then they're trying to figure out, well, who is she?
Yeah, because now, when I was out there, what some men, I seen some men would you do? They used to pull the rings off and stick it in their pocket. And you know where you got your ring at? That little area was real bright. Well, they'll take some and they'll kind of color that in so it don't look like they got a ring on their finger.
They do all of that?
Oh, yeah. And they'll sit there and tell a woman, oh, I'm not married.
That's hard work.
Yeah.
to try to please another woman. Oh, yeah. My God. Or to capture something else. Oh.
We got to most men.
You really got it going on.
It's a game. That's all it is. It's a game. And dishonesty and lying. You know, that's one thing that I really think that we need to address is special lying. And if you've been with a person long enough, you can tell when a person is lying. Because they got habits. They're going to do something out of the ordinary, and that's how you know. Look at your children. When you catch your children doing something wrong, you know when your child not doing something wrong. And he going to sit there for, mama, I ain't do it. Boy, first what you going to say? Boy, you lying, because I know you. So we need to be able to know our partners. But there should be no lying and dishonesty in the relationship in the beginning.
Exactly. So let's go back to this controlling or bullying tendencies that a mate may have in the relationship. Another question that we should be asking is, does he or she try to bully me into doing things I do not want to do?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Yes, yeah, they do.
A bully. I'm not going to go there because we're on the air.
Yeah.
Let's go to another one. Does your partner fail to consult you on important decisions? I think, you know, marriage is a unity.
Yes, it is.
And we all need to know when each other is making important decisions,
yes,
so that we both can agree instead,
yes,
of one agreeing and doing whatever and it fails.
Yes.
And then you look at your mate, and then you want to blame her because of your failure.
Yes.
Well, if you communicated this from the beginning, then it should not be a problem.
Yes. Let me tell you a story happened the other day. I had a Comcast call me, and they want me to get this special order, but they wanted me to spend some extra money. So I told the young lady, I said, well, ma'am, I said, that sounds good, but I need to check with my wife first so that we can make that decision together. Oh, well, then we'll give you a 30-day money-back guarantee. I said, well, ma'am, that sounds good, but let me tell you something. I want to stay married. I just don't want to go out there and make that decision. I just want to stay married. So can you call me back Monday and let me just discuss that with my wife? Go see, now there going to come some times where the partner going to have to make a decision when the other partner is not around. So that part we need to understand. It may be car may break down. You may need a tire on the car. Well, ain't since you called your partner and discussed that, you know you need a tire. So you go ahead and make that decision. If the car break down, hey, you know the car need to be towed. You know, since you know you probably call them and tell them what's happening, but yet you still have to go ahead and make that decision. So there gonna be some times where we have to make decisions on. But when it comes to stuff like that, then you need to be able to talk to your partner. Even in the ministry, sometimes. And like my wife, I tell my wife all the time, if I ain't there, then make a decision. Don't, you know, you don't have to, because your judgment is just as good as mine. So whatever decision you make, then I'm there to back you up. And that's where we fall short, because then we make a decision, then the husband come on, he all mad and all hot, and he's not backing up what the wife make decision is. So then that's why it should be.
There's a lot of ministries that are like that, Apostle,
yeah,
where, you know, the man is the pastor of the church, and, you know, the wife wants, she's there supporting him,
yes,
but she is just as important as he is in the decision making in,
yes,
the ministry.
Yes.
So that comes to where you and your wife have to have a good, honest, open relationship and trust each other that the decision that the one makes, it won't be detrimental to the ministry.
Yes, yes.
And you turn around and hold it against her if it doesn't work,
yeah,
out. Well, it's a lot of trial, fail, and error even in ministry, because you're dealing with so many people.
Different personalities and different attitudes that you got to deal with. And, you know, people sometimes in ministry, they put their feelings on their sleeve, and you can't hardly say no to them unless they get all upset and all that. But, hey, that's what it is, what it is. So now let's go into another topic. How can we get a date night and start a conversation and date night? Because sometimes we need to be able to go back when we first met our mate and start all over, start romancing, get a date night. You set a night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, get rid of all the children, get rid of the dogs, get rid of the fish, and just you and your wife. Just have a date night. And y'all decide, hey, we going to the movies or we going to the restaurant, you know, and just sit back and talk. Then when you get there, you don't know what to say. So
you get quiet on each other.
And first
it's
thing
all
you
about
do,
the movie instead of the romance part.
If
huh?
it ain't that, I'm going to tell you what else you're going to pull out. Pull out that cell phone, Candy Crush, or Solitaire. Y'all sitting to the table. You playing one game, she playing another game.
So, So we have some date night conversation starters for those who want to put the romance back into their marriage on their date night. Yes. One of them is, tell me about a high school or college friend I haven't met.
Yes.
Or what did you like about that person? Do you know where that person is now?
Yes.
So it's not a open-ended. You want to get the person to open up.
Start a conversation.
So that you can talk to each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because now you have...
No yes or no answers.
Yes. You have some people like me. When I got to say something, when I'm done, I'm done. You know? And then it's hard sometimes.
I had to break you out of that. Yeah.
It's hard to get a conversation because what I got to say, when I say it, I'm done with it. So, you know, I ain't got nothing else to say. But in a relationship, you got to have that communication. You got to open up. And another one is, name something you never done but would like to try. What does it appeal to you? What keep you from trying it? So these are some of the topics that you can just get in. And once you begin to open up, and then you begin to learn more about your mate that you have never learned before. Because if a person does not open up and talk, then you can't know that person. So it has to be in the conversation in order to know. You can be married 10, 15, 20 years, and some people still don't know their mates.
But you know, we're discovering each other as we go on this journey together. Yes. A marriage has no business being bored.
It sure shouldn't.
You know, even though there are children, there's always something that you can do that involves the family, because God is a part of he loves the family.
Yes.
So if you're constantly doing something as a family, sometimes it's okay to step outside and say, honey, you know, let's me and you do something separate
from the family.
You know, pick a night of the week. Most couples like Friday night or Saturday night.
Yeah.
You know, make it romantic.
Yeah. And another way is, what is your favorite memories from your wedding night? Amen. And I know my favorite night. I don't mind telling nobody.
Oh, my God.
When you walk down that aisle. That was the most beautiful woman I ever seen in my life. And I know all them other men folks out there wish that they had them. And I say to myself, y'all, too late. I got her now. I'm telling you, I had a smile on my face. When you walk down there, I said, oh my God, look at him. I ain't gonna never, ever, ever forget that. Never will. So now, see, these are things that we need to sit down and talk. We got pictures all over the house, and sometimes I just walk through the house and just look at how I used to look when I was about 20 years old. And since I ain't had no shed then, you know what I mean? They had all the power. I was kind of thin and lean.
But, honey, you still look good to me.
I know I'm good looking. I know I'm a good looking man. Amen. Praise the Lord. But see, these are some of the things that we need to put back into the marriage. And then nothing wrong with laughing in the marriage. And there's nothing wrong with sometimes just telling a joke and just having fun in the marriage. Because you be serious all the time, man. That's dull to be serious. Even in church, it's good to laugh sometime in church.
Yes, it is.
It really is good to laugh. It's good to laugh. So if anybody wants some more of this material that we have on this marriage seminar, you can give me a call at 561-718-2361, and we'll be more than happy to send you some of this material that you can go over with your mate and ask some of the questions that you can ask. And one of the questions that a woman should ask a husband every year is, how do you feel I properly understand the goals that God has placed in your heart? How can I help you achieve them? What are some of the things I can do to regularly show just how satisfied I am with you as my husband and leader of the home? So these are some of the things that should be asked.
And open-ended questions.
And just sit down, yes, and they can just talk about it and get a good understanding. And so now we are going to try to do this other marriage seminar, and we're going to send out more information that we're going to get on this yacht on the intercoastal, and we're going to have an intercoastal dinner, and we're going to have some love music. Yeah, some real love, romantic music. I'm talking about some real music.
We're going to make it a real date
Teddy
night.
Teddy Pendergrass and Luther Vandross and turn out the light and all that. Just so that we can bring and get back into that. So if you want to some more information, just give us a call at 561-718-2361. And don't forget, tomorrow morning is Sunday. We're at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Our Sunday school starts at 10. Our morning service starts at 11 a.m. And if you need a ride, just give me a call at 561-718-2361. And call me after the show, and we'll give you some more information. And give me an email address, and we will email you this information that you can go over it and sit down and talk with your partner. And I just want to say on the radio that I love my wife. Yes, I do. I love her. I ain't no jealous man, but I'm just a careful man. In the name of Jesus, amen. 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 So we are here to just have a good time in the Lord, and we're trying to hope that this helps somebody to bring back some good love and understanding. Man, here we go. This is the day that the Lord has made.
We will rejoice and be glad in it.
This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker and my lovely wife,
Apostle Betty Whitaker,
of First Church Fivefold Fellowship. Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing love, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon His shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held Him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life, I know that it is finished.